Hey everyone. It's Sienna Cruz here, your daily dose of empowerment and real talk on Grace Under Fire. Now, let's be honest, our minds can be absolute whirlpools sometimes, right? Racing thoughts, negative chatter, that inner critic screaming louder than a rock concert. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against all that mental mayhem? A superpower hidden within each and every one of us. Today we're diving into the incredible world of self-compassion, and trust me, it's about to change your life. Ever felt like you're constantly beating yourself up for even the smallest slip-ups? You know that feeling when a project doesn't go as planned or you make a mistake, and suddenly your inner voice is blasting a symphony of criticism? Well, guess what? That harsh inner critic needs a timeout. It's time to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a dear friend. Because let's face it, we wouldn't be so quick to judge someone else for their imperfections, would we? So why do we hold ourselves to such ridiculously high standards? Here are 5 game-changing takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion like a boss. 1. Recognize that suffering is universal. Everyone experiences setbacks, failures, and moments of doubt. It's part of the human experience. Remind yourself that you're not alone in this journey. We've all been there, stumbling, tripping, and learning along the way. 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. That inner critic is a sneaky little thing, whispering doubts and insecurities into your ear. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not. So why are we saying it to ourselves? Reframe those negative thoughts into something more compassionate and realistic. 3. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to truly be present in the now. Notice your breath, your surroundings, and the physical sensations you're experiencing. This can help quiet the mental chatter and create a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Think of it like hitting the pause button on that inner critic, giving yourself a much-needed break from the constant negativity. 4. Treat yourself with kindness. You deserve love, care, and understanding just as much as anyone else. Talk to yourself with the same warmth and gentleness you would offer a loved one who's going through a tough time. Remember those little acts of self-care that make you feel good: a warm bath, a cup of tea, spending time in nature. Embrace them. 5. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. This can shift your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, fostering a sense of contentment and well-being. Remember those sunny mornings, that delicious meal, or that heartfelt conversation? Hold on to those moments, they matter. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's always been her own harshest critic. She's got this big presentation coming up, and the anxiety is sky high. Her inner voice starts going into overdrive. What if I mess up? What if everyone laughs at me? I'm not good enough. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, Sarah takes a deep breath, reminds herself that she's prepared and capable, and focuses on delivering her message with confidence. She embraces the challenge as an opportunity to learn and grow, treating herself with kindness and understanding throughout the process. And guess what? She absolutely rocks it. T? Self-compassion isn't about being perfect or ignoring your flaws. It's about accepting yourself fully, strengths and all, and treating yourself with the same love and care you'd offer a dear friend. It's about recognizing that you're human, capable of both greatness and imperfections, and that's perfectly okay. So take a moment right now to practice some self-compassion. Offer yourself a kind word, a warm hug, even if it's just imaginary, and remember that you are worthy of love, acceptance, and all the amazing things life has to offer. Ready to put this into action? Share your thoughts on social media using #GraceUnderFire. Let's build a community of supportive souls who embrace self-compassion as their superpower. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It truly helps others find this podcast and join the journey. Until tomorrow, remember to be kind to yourselves because you deserve it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.